Welcome to another inspirational teaching by Pastor Bobby Houston and the Hillsong Sisterhood team at Hillsong Church. For more information about Pastor Bobby's teaching and ministry, please visit www.brianandbobby.com.
I don't know if you recall, but 2 weeks ago, I said, when was the last time you picked up this word? You picked it up and you opened it up and you just read and declared the word of God vocally with voice into situations. And Jules wrote, text me, she said, if you preach that message for no one else but me, then so be it. She said, because I have been doing that in my house. I've been doing it. And she says, I feel the difference in our home. So this is what we're doing. So do you want to sit or do you want to stand? You can stand if you want to, you can sit if you want to, in Jesus' name. So right now, over the lost, okay, the first one, over the lost, leave that up there, over the lost. The scriptures are going to come up, you can read them, you can feel them, you can repeat them quietly to yourself. If you all said, you'll just throw me off, okay? But you know, I'm going to speak it and then we're going to pray in Jesus' name, okay? Over the lost. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. He so loved the world people. He loves your world and he loves their world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him, Australia, shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world, into the continents of the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever, everyone say whoever. Whoever, in Jesus' name, into the atmosphere, whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the one and only God. John 6 says, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Do you hear that, enemy? He is the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. For my Father, says the Son of God, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up in the last day. John 14 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. World, do not let your hearts be troubled. Close your eyes and think about people in your world. Think about your nations. Students, think about your nations. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Spain, France, Europe, United States right now. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go, says the God who does not lie, I prepare a place for you. I will come back again and take you to be with me so that you also may be where I am. Put your hands in the air, Father. Put your hands in the air. Father God, we just pray right now for those who are lost. Father God, we pray for this world of this ocean of people, multitudes in the valley of decision, Father God. We pray that, Lord Jesus, salvation would come to the earth. Father, right now we speak salvation. We speak John 3:16 over friends and family and loved ones and husbands. Father, we speak salvation into the atmosphere. I pray, Father God, that the multitudes will come to you. Father, I pray that even this week you'll begin a miraculous work and bring multitudes from that valley of decision to a place of decision in you. Father, our prayer this morning is that the testimony of I have decided shall be upon so many in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, number two. Everyone say number two. Okay, who are we speaking over? We're speaking over the brokenhearted, the hurting, and the captive. I'm going to read and then I'm going to ask Kylie DeMauro to come and pray in Jesus' name. Psalm 51 says, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, you, God, will not despise. Psalm 34 says, the Lord is close. The Lord is close. Think about the brokenhearted. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Isaiah 61 says of us, church, it says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on us because he has anointed us to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. To comfort all who mourn. Father, all who are mourning right now, Father God, all who are grieving in Jesus' name, to comfort those who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Father, in the name of Jesus, they will be called oaks of righteousness. They shall be called oaks of righteousness. Darkness, in the name of Jesus, they shall be called. All those people, all those young people who are seeking to commit suicide even this week, they shall be called oaks of righteousness. We claim them for your kingdom in Jesus' name. The planning of the Lord for the display of his splendor. Over the captives, girls. Over the captives. This week, we're about to, as we said, we're about to address human trafficking. We're going to march and we're going to walk for freedom. So I want you to remember the girls. I want you to remember everything that I've ever written about the girls in this book. I want you to remember the girl in Bulgaria. Do you remember the girl in Bulgaria? She was in a hotel. A trafficker put her in a hotel room, and half a dozen, a handful of Asian men came and they had their way with her. They raped her, they abused her, they used her, they dehumanized her, and when they lay in a drunken state, in a stupor of sleep, she saw a window that was open, and she jumped from the second floor. I want you to remember her. I want you to remember Valentina, who I've told you about. Valentina in the Ukraine. Her traffickers had her on the street. She stood on an old Soviet mine. It blew up. It blew her legs to bits. And instead of her traffickers who were in a truck coming over to rescue her and take her to hospital, they came over and they ran over her countless times to kill her, but she didn't die. And now she's strong and she's healed and she's beautiful. I want you to remember these girls. So over the captive in Jesus' name, Psalm 10, it says, arise, Lord. Arise, close your eyes and listen to me, girls. Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, he won't call me to account? But you, God, you see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and you take it to hand. The victims commit themselves to you. Father God, help them to commit themselves to you. Father, in their darkness, help them to commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked man. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness that would not otherwise be found out. The Lord is the King forever and ever. The nations will perish from the land. You, Lord, verse 17, you, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. Father, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You hear them yearning for another life. You hear them yearning for their parents. You hear them yearning for their mom. You hear them, Father God. You hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals, traffickers, will never again strike terror. Kylie, get yourself up here quickly and pray. Okay, let's put our hands towards the broken heart, the hurting, the captive in Jesus' name. Jesus. Lift your voices.
Lord, we just thank you, Father, that you are here this morning. And Lord, I just pray that our hearts will be stirred. Lord, that we will not stay stagnant, that we will not stand back any longer, but that we will take our place with you, Jesus, in fighting for the oppressed, Lord, for fighting for those who are held captive. In the mighty name of Jesus, let open our ears, open our hearts, open our spirits, Lord, so that we can hear what the Spirit is saying in this day, in this time, and in this place. Lord, let us not hold back anymore. Lord, we just pray that the government's eyes will be open. Lord, we pray, Jesus, that the oppressor will be called to justice. Lord, for those who are held prisoner, for those who are held captive, Lord, we pray for freedom. Lord, we pray that you will come to where they are. Lord, we pray that you will come and be their friend, that you will bring them hope. And Lord, as we walk next week, Lord, we pray that chains will fall off. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will go before us, and that with the where we cannot see, Lord, that you will be there working as we step forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Bring liberty. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. When we walk next week, girls, when you walk the streets, amen, you pray for the streets that you're walking through, because you have no idea what's going on in houses. No idea. And if not, literally the insanity of that, domestic violence, you pray for those houses. When you pass people in the street, I saw a woman this morning taking her dog for a walk, and I prayed for her. I said, Lord, in Jesus' name, may she find salvation, if not already. She has no idea. The mad woman drove past on the way. But let's do that. And you know what? In those walks around, pray for the walks that are going on around the world, and the ones that really do walk through major cities and dark alleys and dark places, pray that demons will tremble as they walk past in Jesus' name, amen? Because you just never know what's going on behind closed doors. Margaret is gonna come. Okay, number three, how are we doing? We've got 6 minutes, we can do this. Number three, okay, marriage, family, and the future of our children.
Okay, Ephesians 6:1-4. Children, they're important to God. Parents, remember that. Children, remember that. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, they're important. Do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Family matters to God. Family matters to God, and it's being assailed. And today, as we pray, the tide is going to turn. We're going to see families restored. We're going to see God do what only God can do. Psalm 145:3-9. Great is the Lord. Let's not forget who we're praying to this morning. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. From one generation commands your works to another. Listen, we need to share our faith. We need to tell our story. We command it. We can do it as we speak life to a generation.
Beautiful.
They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful words. That's my responsibility. That's our responsibility. When was the time you truly meditated on a word of God for family, for friends, for circumstances, for the future of our nation? And the future of our nation is our children. When was the last time? They tell the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyful singing of your and sing of your righteousness. You know, we need to sing of those things. God is listening today. He's actually, heaven is leaning in right now. And in verse 8, it says, the Lord is gracious. I want you to close your eyes and just remember, as we fight, he has won the battle. He has won the battle today. The Lord is gracious and he's compassionate. He's slow to anger and he's rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in his promises and faithful in all he does. Lord, we bring those verses to you right now, and we declare and we decree and we will say in the name of Jesus Christ that families will be restored, that marriage will place value on all that you have made in marriage, that Lord, the future of our children is safe in you because you're good and you're kind and you are more than able. Lord, for every child, for every adolescent, for every person that you have made, we are made in your image, and we declare and we decree that they will rise up and that we will see your kingdom come and your will done on earth as it is in heaven. And all God's people said,
amen. Hallelujah. Okay, number four, over anxiety, suicide, longevity, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 45 says, the Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The Lord is near to all who call upon him in Jesus' name, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but the wicked he will destroy. Annie, come and pray. Come and pray in Jesus' name. Father.
Lord, that everything has to bow before your name. We lift up minds that are troubled, that are weary, where darkness has tried to have its way in their lives. And we pray that the peace of Jesus Christ wash over their lives, over their minds, over their hearts. We pray that where people feel lost, God, and where thoughts of suicide and death are tormenting people, in the name of Jesus, we speak your life. We speak your truth. We pray for this generation, Lord God, and pray they would rise up. They would call upon the Lord their God, Lord. They they would know your ways, they would know your truth. And we speak freedom in the name of Jesus. We command darkness to go in your name and pray that you would be glorified in the darkest of places. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, we need to stay the hand of suicide in the land. Okay? If you're bored one day and you don't know what to do, you start praying. Start praying for those people. Who's ever felt like committing suicide somewhere in their journey in coming to Christ? Okay, somewhere in your journey in coming to Christ, maybe even afterwards, you felt despair as you allow your mind and your heart to renew in Him. But hands up, be bold. You felt like you wanted to lose your life. Okay, look at me. I've got my hand up. Before I got saved, I wanted to end my life. I had no reason to end my life. If you're here in the room today or in the sound of this or watching, if this makes it to channel, whatever, if you're tempted to take your life, I compel you to not. I compel you to be still and to look heavenward. There is a God in heaven who loves you, died for you. He has an awesome plan for your life. Do not be robbed of that in Jesus' name. Okay? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number five, healing. Carly, I'm going to ask you to come, sweetheart. This girl knows what it is to be healed and to stand in health and to faith. So over those needing the healer to mend their broken bodies, if it's you in the room, take it on board. If you know someone in your world who's sick or suffering, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. For the children who are suffering cancers, for broken bodies, for the aged who are suffering when they don't need to. Come on, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with His wounds, we are healed. And in Psalm 103, 3-5, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems, He redeems our life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." We're going to pray for healing all across the link, everywhere you are. If you need healing, lift your hand. Whether it's a headache, whether it's cancer, whether it's a migraine, whether it's a back issue, whether it's ligaments or ankles or broken bones, Father, we pray right now, we declare and we stand on your name. You are healer, Jehovah Jireh. You are healer. You do heal. You will heal in this moment. And I speak a word of confidence. Confidence that we would have a confidence in you, in your ability to heal. Not just that you did heal 2,000 years ago, 100 years ago, yesterday, but that you are healer today. So in every location, in every single person's body who needs healing, we declare it. May you heal. May there be healing in this moment. We declare it over every single life, from the top of their head to the tips of their toes, in every parenting room, in every lounge room, in every facility, building, and church. Right now, we declare healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart. Number six, we're nearly there. Over our planet, governments, leaders. Hallelujah. I'm going to read to you. Psalm 9 says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." Our prayer is, we're praying for those who are living in the lands of darkness. "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and his peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom." We are David's throne. The church is David's throne. "He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Almighty will accomplish it." And concerning the earth, Genesis 8 says, "Whilst the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So Father God, in your name, the earth is yours, the fullness thereof. Father God, I pray that you will continue to sustain this planet, Father God, that you will continue to sustain this planet, Father God, so that she can declare your goodness. The heavens declare the greatness of God. Lord, sustain this planet. Have your will in Jesus' name. And Lord, Father, we pray for those who are living in darkness, nations that are dark, that, Father God, your light will shine. And I pray, Father God, that everlasting Father, mighty Counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, will rise in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for governments. We pray for leaders. Father, our prayer in Jesus' name is that you will cause righteous leaders to rise up in the name of Jesus. Lord, surprise us. Surprise this era. Surprise this chapter in time and history. Father, we pray for the key leaders. Lord, we pray for President Trump, regardless of what we might think. We pray for him in the name of Jesus. We pray for world leaders in Europe and the United Kingdom and Australia and Asia. Father, we commit them to you in your name. And everyone said, amen. And then finally, whoa, good praying people, hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe that we can make a difference? Is this just like clanging brass? No, it's not. It is the word of God and it is faith and it will execute justice. She smiles at the future. Amen. She smiles at, what was that years ago? She smiles at the future, lives life magnificently, executes justice on the earth, and places value upon humanity. That was the slogan way back in the day with the warrior princess tiara and sword and hallelujah. Okay, here we go. And then when I'm done with this, these guys are going to come and they're going to lead us in the most beautiful song that is a declaration into the earth. So of darkness, Matthew 24 says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come. Of terror, Psalm 91 says, you will not fear. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, O nations of the earth, if you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High God your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up on their hands so that you will not strike your foot even against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Verse 14, because he loves me, says the Lord. Father God, may a revival of love explode on this earth. Father God, may love prevail. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will receive him and I will rescue him and I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Of the Church of Jesus Christ on the earth, Micah 4 says, in the last days, everyone say, in the last days. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and people will stream to it. People will stream to the house of God in the last days. Many nations will come and say, come, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. He will teach us his ways. We have lived outside of his ways, but he will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go forth from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. In that day, In that day, declares the Lord, I will gather the lame. I will assemble the exiles and those I have been brought to grief. I will make the lame my remnant. Those driven away shall become strong nations, and the Lord will rule over them in Mount Zion from that day and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, Lord Jesus, as a company of your daughters gathered far and wide across this land right now, in this moment, Father, we thank you for our salvation. We thank you for truth and life, life abundant. We thank you that you came, that you saw fit not to leave us alone, and that you came and that our eyes have opened to you. And Lord Jesus, right now we pray for the harvest fields. Lord, we pray for the harvest fields. And we call them home in Jesus' name. We stay the hand of the enemy. We stay the hand of the enemy. Push back darkness. And we pray that light will shine bright and draw them home, Father God. Pray for our churches, Lord Jesus, all our rooms and all our churches around the world and the church, your church around the world. That, Father God, she shall mature quickly into strength and stature. And that, God, she will be the beacon of light that you desire her to be. And Father God, we just pray your will upon this planet, part we get to play. In Jesus' name, your word is awesome. Father, we call them home in Jesus' name. Unsaved partners, Father, we call them home. Children who are estranged, we call them home. Father God, family, the elderly, Father God, who are in heaven's waiting room, Father, those who don't yet know you. Father God, we draw them home in Jesus' name. Have your way, Father, in your precious name. And Father, right now, in all these locations, pray for any woman who is within the sound of my voice right now, in any room, who doesn't yet know you as Lord and Savior. Her eyes haven't opened to who you truly are. She doesn't realize that you're the Son of God, the darling of heaven, who came from heaven to earth into our mess to lay down his life, to be crucified, and to pay the ultimate price. He took our place. They don't know that you took our place in hell. You took the punishment. You took the fury of not an unkind God, but a holy and a righteous God. You couldn't bear for us to be alone, so you made a way, Father, through your Son. Lord, I pray for any woman in this room today who doesn't know that, that her heart will open to you, that she'll want to know you and want to begin relationship with you. And so, Father, together, all of us in all these locations, we're going to pray a prayer. And if there are women in the room and you desire to pray this prayer and begin relationship with God, I want you to pray this prayer with us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus, that he is the Son of God and that he is our only way to salvation. So this morning, I open my heart to you, Jesus. I declare that you are the Son of God and that you died for me. I ask you to forgive me of all my sin and unrightness, my mistakes. I ask you to wash me clean as your word says. So thank you, Lord Jesus, that from this moment and with this confession, I am a new creation. Everything in the past is gone. And everything before me is new. I declare that you are my Lord and Savior, and I thank you. In your name, amen.
This is the end of this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. Join us again next week for the next part of this message. For more information about the Hillsong Sisterhood, including blogs and Twitter updates, be sure to visit www.thecolorsisterhood.com.